KQED News, I'm Vanessa Rancagno. Tesla is going ahead with mass layoffs, and they're hitting its Fremont factory and Palo Alto offices hard. KQED's Rachel Miro has more from our Silicon Valley desk.
The California cuts are part of a 10% global workforce reduction affecting more than 2,200 Tesla employees across its Fremont locations and roughly 500 employees in Palo Alto. Tesla dissolved its PR department in 2020, but in a required report to the State Employment Development Department, the company revealed the layoffs are coming in the second half of June. The filings preceded a disastrous first quarter earnings report, putting pressure on Chief Executive Elon Musk to allay investor concerns about the future of his electric car company. I'm Rachel Miro, KQED News.
A state bill that would have cracked down on how utilities like PG&E spend ratepayer revenue to fund advertising campaigns has failed to advance in a legislative committee. That's angered consumer advocates like David Pomerantz, the executive director of the Energy and Policy Institute.
As a function of the bill failing, unfortunately, now every time Californians pay their extremely high utility bills, they're going to have to wonder whether they are footing the bill for their utilities advertising or political influence campaigns.
Pomerantz hopes the legislation will be reintroduced next year. Three other states, Colorado, Connecticut, and Maine, have recently passed similar restrictions on utility advertising. I'm Vanessa Rancagno, KQED News.